Hello and welcome to On Design, a show brought to you by the team behind Section D, Monocle's dedicated weekly design show. I'm your host, Josh Fennett. Now, each week we eke out an understanding from an aspect of design that we think deserves a little bit more attention. From overlooked visionaries to architectural triumphs and, now and again, an unassuming product or two. Today, the show's bad penny of a former producer, Henry Reese Sheridan, considers the past, present, and future of a company that's designed popular products for everyday use, BIC.
Forget nods from in-the-know journalists or awards from obscure panels. When it comes to consumer product design, the ultimate measure of success is something much more difficult to attain: ubiquity. From Apple's iPhone to Nike's trainers, the paragons of the genre are defined as much by their inescapability as by their form. By this token, one of the most commercially successful design companies in the world is the French stationery, lighters, and razors giant Société BIC. Towards the end of World War II, an entrepreneur called Marcel BIC acquired a rundown factory in the outskirts of Paris with his business partner, Edouard Bafard. Société PPA, as it was originally known, was a manufacturer of writing implements sold under BIC's name. From the beginning, BIC was looking beyond France's borders. Though his surname is spelt B-I-C-H, he saw fit to drop the last letter to avoid embarrassing mispronunciations by Anglophones. Shortly after opening his factory, BIC was able to acquire the patent for the rollerball pen from its Hungarian inventor, Laszlo Biro. Biro's invention, which used a free rolling ball to transfer ink to paper rather than a traditional pen nib, had garnered considerable interest. One of his biggest clients was the British Royal Air Force, who found his Biro pens to work more effectively at altitude than fountain pens. But there was a serious obstacle hindering the Biro's wider commercial success: price. Before BIC acquired the patent, the Biro cost about a week's average wage in the US. Having equipped his factory with state-of-the-art machinery, BIC had the resources to develop a version of the Biro that could be manufactured in massive quantities and sold at an incredibly cheap price.
The amazing BIC roller writes so smoothly, it almost writes by itself.
Furthermore, scratch that.
The amazing BIC roller.
The pen's barrel was made from hard, transparent polystyrene, so you could see how much ink was left. Its hexagonal shape, aping that of a pencil, made it easy to grip and stopped it rolling off your tabletop. And a precision-engineered ball tip provided a seamless writing experience. The BIC Crystal ballpoint pen was born. Not only was it much higher quality than its competitors, it also cost a fraction of the price. But BIC's design awareness wasn't limited to the pen itself. The company commissioned renowned French designer Raymond Savignac to design a series of charming, hand-drawn posters extolling the virtues of the stationery. Featuring an endearing cast of colourful characters and at least one sausage dog, the campaign won the French Oscar de la Publicité Advertising Award in 1952. BIC's design-mindedness paid off. By 1953, 3 years after the Crystal's release, the company was already selling 40 million pens annually. BIC began its relentless expansion worldwide, dominating Europe before moving into South America, Africa, and the US. Having expanded his operation, BIC looked for a new cheap, everyday disposable product with which he could replicate the success of the Crystal pen. In the early 1970s, he found it.
That truck ran over my BIC lighter. But even under tremendous pressure, I can still flick my BIC.
Flicking your BIC has become America's favorite pastime. So we hear lots of stories about people whose BICs flick through thin and thick.
Having acquired traditional lighter manufacturer Flaminaire in 1971, BIC applied the same principles of design and manufacturing behind the Crystal pen to create a cheap disposable lighter. It was released in 1973. Able to provide up to 3,000 lights, it too was met with immediate success. This was followed by an audacious move into the disposable razor market, a sector up to that point dominated by US shaving giant Gillette. The result was yet another design innovation, the world's first one-piece disposable razor. But does BIC's production model have a future? It suited the second half of the 20th century, when new, conveniently disposable consumer products were considered the natural fruit of technological innovation. But in the 21st century, when the impact of such products on the environment is becoming increasingly clear, the model seems woefully out of date. As consumers become ever more hostile to plastics, which all of BIC's most successful products are made of, there's a possibility that the company will be forced to innovate away from the material that's been its lifeblood. For the time being, though, BIC's spreadsheet and reputation remain as strong as ever. In 2006, the 100 billionth BIC Crystal pen was sold. 12 billion BIC pens, lighters and shavers were sold in 2016 alone. The Crystal and the original J1 model of lighter have been elevated from humble everyday tools to the design world's halls of fame. Both the New York's Museum of Modern Art and Paris's Pompidou Centre have added them to their collections. Some adjustment to BIC's manufacturing processes might become necessary if the brand is to remain successful. But the company's motto of affordable products made to last remains as difficult to find fault with today as it's ever been.
Our very special thanks to Henry Rees Sheridan there for that report on stationery come lighter come razor behemoth, BIC. You've been listening to On Design, a Monocle 24 production from the team behind Section D. You can always listen to the full half-hour show on Tuesdays at 1900 London time or download the podcast at any time you like. And remember, if you can't wait, there are always more delights to uncover in the pages of Monocle magazine. I'm Josh Fennett, thank you very much for listening, and goodbye.